Hi guys, welcome back to Detective AM. How are you guys doing? I hope you all safe, fine, and mentally stable. That one is very important. If you're new to this channel, hi, I'm Amira, and this channel discusses about true crime and mysteries that are happening here in Indonesia. If you love to hear more, you can subscribe to this channel and share this to your friends. It really helps to support us. Now in this video, we're going to talk about the heartbreaking case of Sulaiman, which I really hope ended differently, but sadly not. I wonder why this case is not popular at all, because I found this very interesting and there seems to be more in the story than what we know. So without further ado, let's just jump in. The story began when the headmaster of a boarding school in Tegal region, Central Java, confused when he found out one of his students were missing. Tegal region is a small place with a population less than 300,000 people. And the boarding school we're talking about is not a normal boarding school. This is a religious Muslim boarding school, which we call Pondok Pesantren. This is just like any other boarding school, but the main study they conduct focus on Islamic teaching. So the students, from the day they wake up until they go to bed, they already have a lot of activities that is according to Muslims. And besides, they also still have to learn about math, science, just any other lessons we all learn in our school. So this is not an easy school at all. I am fascinated with the people, with the students that able to stay in this kind of boarding school. They're amazing. And the fact that the students were still very young and barely adult, ranging from 13 to 19 years old, meaning that they really have to be taken care of by their teachers or their sole carer. So when the headmaster realized one of his students named Ahmad Sulaiman, who were 19 years old, were absent for a month, he thought, you know what, maybe Sulaiman went back to his parents' house. Was it for semester break or end of week break? We don't know because it wasn't mentioned anywhere. And I'm not sure why he would think Sulaiman went back to his parents, leaving all his class unattended. Was it something usual, knowing that the life at this boarding school is tough? Or was it something else? Was some students used to do this? It just came to everyone as if this didn't raise any alarm. Which honestly, we all know, sounds very irresponsible. They could have just called just to check in if Sulaiman was home or not, but all I know is that they didn't do any checking at all. They just assumed and forget. Anyways, on December 25th, 2018, one of the school administrator went to Sulaiman's parents' house. One of the articles said the reason why the school administrator went to Sulaiman's parents' house was to settle some administration fee that had passed the due date, which again break my heart. Had it wasn't because money, I'm really not sure how long it would take for the school to try to contact his family. So when the administrator staff came to Sulaiman's parents' house asking for Sulaiman and the money, obviously, the whole family were confused with this information because they believed their son were at the boarding school like it's supposed to be. Now, knowing none of them hearing from Sulaiman for almost a month, finally, they filed a missing person case. The entire school community now finally did some digging and interrogated any students related to Sulaiman. Also, for your information, Sulaiman's family live far from his school, so I suppose they rarely visit Sulaiman, and that is why this miscommunication goes very long. Police and everyone knows the only information they could get related to Sulaiman's disappearance were from people whom Sulaiman interacted on a daily basis. It turns out it didn't take a long time for this mystery to be solved. On the same day, after this news broke and investigation was conducted, there were three students finally breaking their silence. A secret they had held and hopefully haunted them until now. Three students from school named three students from school named Imam, Jeffrey, and Fadil finally let go a deep secret they had kept for a month. They confessed that they did hike on Selamat Mountain last month on November 21st with Sulaiman. I did check on Google how close there's boarding school with this mountain, and it shows around 21 km from a school to the top of the mountain. So they actually live very close to this mountain. You can do some googling about Gunung Selamat or Selamat Mountain, because this mountain sure as hell is famous as one of the tallest mountains in Jawa, with good trekking road, categorized as easy to climb and very beautiful. Not to mention this mountain also one of the most haunted with many myths and spooky stories. Maybe in other videos we can talk more about this mystical side of this mountain. Of course, only if you guys are interested to know more. Let me know in the comment section below. So, the story went like this. The four of them set off on that Wednesday to climb Selamat Mountain through Bambangan Hiking Road. Bambangan Hiking Road is one of the easiest roads to the top. Now, knowing they did this on weekdays, I suppose they were on holiday, but I really don't get any information if they had a long holiday that time, and probably that is why the school thought Sulaiman went back to his parents' house. We really have very little information, and this is one of the most annoying things when it came to researching Indonesia's crime cases, because the press and police release very little detail, especially when it comes to unpopular cases. So they started their hiking at 1 p.m. and they did something really stupid. Right before they hiked, they did not report their journey to Bambangan Pos. Normally, before you hike, you report it to the authorities, so if something happens to you, they know. But they didn't. Raise a major red flag here. I don't see any reason at all to skip this very crucial thing of letting the authority know your presence. If I go to places like jungle or mountain or park where people goes missing and remains found, I'll tell the whole world people that I was there, and if they don't hear from me, look for me. Well, for these four students, maybe it is more of a rebellious act, and that it was why they didn't report it at all. We really don't know, and probably teenagers thinking they are beyond the rules or need no adult assistance, thinking they are the big guys so they don't need to report it to anyone else. We all been in that phase before. And also maybe they just simply don't understand they have to make a report and register their journey to a post before actually entering the hiking road. It could be a possibility, but we don't know, and I think the latter is rather impossible. One of them must have hiked before, and one of them must have hiked before, and it's really sad if they really have no clue about this. Normally, it takes 11 hours for hikers to reach the top of mountain, which they called as Puncak Surono, named after the first person who reached this peak but fell into a pit and died. I know, really sad story. Based on this, Imam, Jeffrey, and Fadil, they confessed they made their way up to post number 9, which is the last post in this road before the summit, but decided to descend before reaching the peak. And again, every media said they were not clear on why these four students decided to make their way back down to the town before going to the peak. I mean, like, the main goal of you hiking to mountain is to reach the top. Why they suddenly decided to go down to town? It's really weird. They decided to descend around 1 a.m. in pitch black midnight. Nothing to see. It was black. Unfortunately, they soon realized they were lost after they had arrived at post number 7. And at that time, they all already too exhausted, so they decided to sleep there. But when they woke up around 6:30 a.m. that morning, they realized Sulaiman was no longer with them. With all energy they had regained, the three began to walk, searching for Sulaiman. But an hour passed, 2 hours passed, and after only God knows how long they made their search attempt, they decided to stop searching. I think I'm going to cry. They just left, leaving their missing friend alone in the mountain. Without even making a report to authority about Sulaiman's disappearance, even after they reached town, they did the unthinkable and heartless act of not telling a single soul about the tragedy. They kept their mouth sealed and said nothing at all. It wasn't known whether they were afraid to report their missing friend because they hiked the mountain illegally, or why. I don't really know how they even sleep at night, knowing Sulaiman was alone in the mountains, hoping probably to be found. They at least could try to save Sulaiman, but they chose not to. Now, after police learned about this story, they knew they should focus in their search on Selamat Mountain. Search and rescue teams started their search as soon as possible. Around more than 60 people were involved, and they tracked down the most possible places Sulaiman could be found, started from post number 7, the last time Sulaiman was lost. Knowing Sulaiman had been missing for a month, I think they no longer looking for someone alive, but a body, if they're lucky enough. And they did, eventually. They started their search around 8:15 a.m. and found Sulaiman's remain around 4:30 p.m. near Palouse River. By remain, I mean only his skulls and bones. No flesh found, and some piece of clothing that was still intact with the remain, which quickly tell them that the remain was Sulaiman's. I tried so hard looking up where Palouse River located exactly to learn why Sulaiman's body ended up there, but I couldn't find it. It only describes that this river located at mountain slope and it took around 5 hours to reach there. I could only guess it located around post number 4 or 5, and it means that Sulaiman was trying to descend by himself, because according to Imam, Jeffrey and Fadil, they lost him at post number 7. Now, I think you guys think what I'm thinking, right? What if this story is twisted? It feels so weird. I don't want to speculate, maybe this really was an accident, a really terrible, sad, heartbreaking accident, but somehow, leaving your friend in the mountain alone sounds like an attempted murder to me. As far as I know, Sulaiman then buried and the three friends didn't get charged with anything. Crazy, right? As long as I know, Sulaiman case ruled as an accident, and that is all. At this point, I truly believe whoever we associate ourselves with really do matters, because only if Imam, Jeffrey and Fadil was a good person, at least responsible and had empathy for Sulaiman, maybe Sulaiman could still be alive today. We really never know what happened to Sulaiman. Why he was found near Palouse River? Was he kidnapped? Was he hallucinated and he went down alone? Or was he wandering around to go pee and then suddenly get lost? It's just really sad. I think what really breaks me was the fact that his friends don't even tell anyone, and Sulaiman probably alone hoping that help will come soon, that his friends will tell someone, and that he would be found. But like what I said in the beginning, it ended differently. Thank you so much for listening to this case today. If you guys have any thoughts, comments, opinions, let us know in the comment section below. And see you guys on the next video. I'm going to come back with more interesting stories that you guys don't want to miss. Bye bye.